Tēnā koutou, ko moia wa tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Associate Education Minister David Seymour has named an 8-member board to oversee the re-establishment of charter schools, or kura haurua. It will be chaired by Justine Mahone, who has just retired from heading elite Auckland Girls Private School, St Cuthbert's. It also includes former Tallblack and Wellington College headmaster Glenn Denham from Te Arawa and Ngāti Rangitihi, Ngāti Rarua Ātiawa Iwi Trust Chair Rōpata Taylor, controversial education socialist Elizabeth Rutter from the University of Auckland, NZ Institute of Sport founder John Fisor, academic and education hub founder Nina Hood, Neil Pavia-Smith, and Managing Director of Investment Forsyth Barr and Russell McVeigh, partner Doran White. Mr. Taylor was the Māori advisor on new applications for partnership schools kura haurua during the pilot phase in 2013. The board will work with the ministry to have schools up and running next year. And the University of Auckland Pro Vice Chancellor Māori says the university won't scrap allocated study spaces for different minority groups. The ACT Party is campaigning against the spaces, with its education spokesperson quizzing all university and polytechnics on the practice. That's led to physical, verbal and online abuse directed against Māori students. Te Kawiho Hoskins says the university is looking at the safety of students.
Obviously it's the safety of Māori students in this particular setting, but when I look at our non-Māori students who, you know, might be involved in this kind of opposition, I worry about them too, you know, because their lives are going in an interesting direction.
And a new community group is responding to growing numbers of homeless whānau around the Bay of Islands. Monica Welch from the House of Fink, All Families in Need Kirikiri, says the group helps to feed and clothe whānau from Kirikiri, Kaikohe, Moirewa, Kawakawa and Paihia. She says the homeless are a mix of outsiders and locals. In many cases, there is a background of methamphetamine use, crippling community and families.
You know, our kids don't have a choice or a voice in their circumstances. They don't choose their parents' drug addiction, but they're a part of it, the big part of it. So I just keep helping with that situation, no problem.
Monica Welch says Associate Education Minister David Seymour needs a smack on the bottom for his plans to scrap the Kaora Kaoko free school lunches program. And that's your Wātea English News.